Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
If you're with us, you're very welcome indeed. If you're driving, drive carefully. The Dublin City Task Force has recommended that 1,000 extra Gardaí be deployed to ensure greater security in the capital city centre. The group, chaired by UnPost's Chief Executive David McRadmond, also suggests that a congestion charge or tourist tax could be used to raise some of the estimated 750 million to 1 billion euro in capital funding required to implement its recommendations. For reaction to what's proposed, now I'm joined by Gary Gannon, who's Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, and Mark O'Mara, who's President of the GRA, the Gardaí Representative Association. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Gary, if I may. The task force is saying that they have three main objectives here: for more people to live and work in Dublin city centre, to make the streets safe and clean, and have places open at all times, they say, of the day and night, to attract both international and domestic visitors. Is it a good plan, in your opinion?
Yeah, Cormac, the plan in of itself, I don't have too much fault within it. The problem for me is that it was kind of a cynical exercise in just generating publicity without actually doing anything substantial. And I'll explain that comment. Hmm. This task force was announced by the Taoiseach on May the 9th, very shortly after he came to took over from Leo Varadkar. It was supposed to take 12 weeks. It was actually delivered by David McRedmond in early September. It's sat on the Taoiseach's desk now for the best part of five, almost 6 weeks. We've now gone 2 weeks past the budget in which absolutely no funds were allocated to any such potential plan. And then the Taoiseach came before a rake of media today in the GPO and announced some very good measures, certainly nothing innovative. A lot of it was announced before, but absolutely no plan of how it would be delivered.
Oh, so you're saying it's cynical. But I mean, 5 weeks is not a whole long time, is it? And would it not show, as he came into the office of Taoiseach, initiative and proactivity?
I think the purpose of that is like to show me the money, Cormac. We had a budget 2 weeks ago. This is a lot of the initiatives that are going to be contained in this. A plan would be quite expensive if you were going to get it off the ground. We had a substantial budget just 2 weeks ago, and there was not one cent allocated to any of the measures contained within. And look, David McRedmond, I think he'd done a really good job in terms of what he was asked to do. But a lot of the plans that were announced today are things that the retail community around the city centre have been crying out for. People have been crying out for decades for many of the measures.
Like, I know, but as a minister said to me, Minister Helen McEntee, earlier in the programme, you have to make a start. And now there is a plan, there is a report here. What about the idea? Let's break it down have living accommodation above shops, for example, and to convert derelict sites into high density residential areas. That's something that could revitalise Dublin City, is it not?
Well, it's really revitalised O'Connell Street. I think there's only one person that lives on O'Connell Street at the moment. So in terms of that plan, that was first mooted in the O'Connell Street Area Integrated Plan in 1998. It also showed up in the Dublin Development Plan in 2005 to 2011 and made a reappearance again in 2016 to the 2022 plan. So yes, absolutely, it would be fine, but just go ahead and do it. Extra Gardaí would be wonderful. I mean, if you'd done a vox pop with any single person that passed by O'Connell Street any time over the last 3 years, they would have asked for a couple of more Gardaí on O'Connell Street. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we still don't have enough Gardaí. I think our numbers are bubbling around 14,000 at the moment. We're losing more Gardaí than we're taking in. So, yes, wonderful. And 1,000 Gardaí. We've only got 4 Garda stations in the central area as well, incorporating Pear Street, O'Connell Street, the Bridewell and Kevin Street. So I hope they're ready for substantial extensions.
Okay, so that's a good idea, you say. I'll come to Mark at the GRA in just a second. But what about they're recommending a plebiscite on a directly elected mayor for the capital. Now, you're a TD for the capital, this area that we're talking about. Would a directly elected mayor make a difference, in your opinion?
Yeah, I do believe a directly elected mayor would make a substantial difference to the capital. One of the things you have to remember is absolutely nobody's held to account for the decisions that are made within our capital city. There's very little government oversight, as you've seen from the fact that this plan actually now exists, because there was calling for that for a long time. The chief executive of Dublin City Council is in many ways the most powerful individual in the city. He has a 7-year term. He never has to outline a vision, and he never has to be accountable for a decision that's been taken. So, look, I like the idea of a democratic accountability. That won't surprise you, given the job I hold.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it. We've had plebiscites before, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and actually the Green Greens voted against it.
Okay, so I'll go to Mark in just a second. When you say the plan is good, go ahead and do it. So
go
will
ahead
you be,
and do it.
So will the Social Democrats commit to doing this now as part of your election campaign?
Oh, Cormac, I think it should be said that for over 2.5 years now, we've been calling for some governmental oversight for the city centre area. In the absence of it, we had a lot of agencies operating without any control. So this is something that
so you're committing to this plan.
Oh, well, I'm committing to absolutely demonstrating real responsibility and leadership.
No, this plan, you said the plan is good. Go ahead and do it. So you can commit the Social Democrats
aspects,
to this.
So I think there's already aspects of this plan that are in the Social Democrats' manifestos. Okay. They're in their local election manifestos. They were in where one previously.
Okay.
Defaulted. None of it has actually been done yet. So
okay.
Yes, 1,000,000%. If Social Democrats...
It's great that we have that on the record. Stay with me, Gary, for a second. I have Mark O'Mara of the GRA with me as well. You're very welcome, Mark, to the programme. The additional deployment of 1,000 extra Gardaí to the city centre, is that achievable in your opinion?
Well, I suppose we treat that with a very guarded welcome, pardon the pun, but I mean, we've been promised over successive years, Cormac, up to 1,000 Gardaí per year, and that's repeatedly failed to materialise. And it's been a well-publicised, a significant shortfall in recruitment numbers year on year. Like, what exactly is the promise? We've been promised 1,000 Gardaí over 3 years in Dublin streets, but if the already publicised figures are correct, then we have well in excess of that, between 300 and 400 Gardaí a year allocated to Dublin from the college. That's over 1,200 Gardaí over 3 years coming from the Garda College. And we'd need far more than that figure to have any meaningful and effective change. You'd need double that. I mean, we're looking here, Cormac, you know, on the figures alone this year, we've had 123 resignations and 206 retirements. That's a total of 329 Gardaí leaving on Garda Síochána. That's an increase since last month. Over 30 members extra have left on Garda Síochána in the last month. So by the end of this year, we're going to see a significant fall on that again. And our huge concern is that from next year, because of the recruitment campaigns back in 1995, and there were accelerated recruitment campaigns, that we're going to see from next April a huge cohort of possibly up to 2,000 Gardaí who are eligible to retire. And there's no doubt in our minds that the failure to recruit numbers now is going to expose an even larger crisis next year.
The minister told us in the programme earlier on that the government wants to increase the number of Gardaí to 15,000, I think is the number she mentioned off the top of my head. But significantly anyway, but that might take a number of years, she says. Is that not reasonable?
I would say no, it's not, because for a number of years we have highlighted our concerns in relation to recruitment and retention. And we believe that the only people that had a real input in that was the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner. And we believe that that failure to recruit and fail to listen to us. I mean, for example, we're looking at the trainee allowance. I mean, when you consider that for a number of years, we campaigned with the Minister for Justice to get an increase in that from €184 to €305 now, as announced in the last budget. And I mean, like, we can't, you know, laud that decision. I mean, we're looking at people from different walks of life, and some of them now with the increased age capacity to join the job means that they would have other commitments and families and mortgage and so on, yeah, and they couldn't possibly afford to go in. So
well,
we're
sure
going for a real
the government would say
increase.
They've changed age limits and so on, and they've tried to make the job more attractive over successive budgets and so on. But can I ask you another, that'd be their riposte there, I'm sure. Can I ask you about another element to this task force plan, Mark? And that's for city centre essential workers like Gardaí, who work in the city centre of Dublin, that they get the proposed scheme for the grant. Would that make it easier for Gardaí to be deployed in Dublin city centre? But I know costs are high, rental costs, for example, and it is difficult at the moment.
I mean, it is absolutely, Cormac, and that's something that I've spoken about before, and we've called on some form of an allowance for those members. I mean, you're talking about up to 64%, I think is the figure quoted, of trainees leaving the college and being posted for the first station to within Dublin City. And that is absolutely unsustainable for an awful lot of those members. And so anything that would help, such as initiatives in other jurisdictions, I mean, you have an inner city allowance, for example, in London, you have mortgage incentives for frontline members and emergency members in other jurisdictions. And so all of these should be looked at in a hope to try and make it more attractive to people.
Okay, so that
and
might work, you say. What about the relocation of the Garda station on O'Connell Street to the GPO? I mean, would that make any discernible difference?
I think, Cormac, that's a decision for Dublin City Council and planning and even the Commissioner. But any improvement in working conditions for our members, of course, we welcome that. But I mean, the real and substantive issue here is the recruitment and retention of our members. And like the lack of visibility of Gardaí in our streets that Gary spoke about just earlier, I mean, that's always caused us concern. And not only because that's something that we all signed up for as our primary role as Gardaí, but also because it's failing the public that we're serving.
Okay.
And so we would say that we really need to have a successful recruitment campaign to attract the right people for the right job.
Okay. Do you think Dublin City Centre, before I move on, Mark, based on what your members are telling you in the GRA, is a safer place now than it was, let's say, 6 months ago?
I think that the challenges are still the same. I think perhaps even more so now when we're losing more and more people. I think that's the real issue here. And it is to do with the numbers and, you know, the workload placed upon them. And the more that are leaving, we have to be honest, then that is, we're going to have more people who are overburdened in the workforce being pushed even further. And that will do nothing for morale or for the recruitment and retention of members.
When you say more so than it was some months ago, do you mean it's less safe now?
Well, what I'm saying is that we have less numbers and therefore the pressure is on our members there. Okay. I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, you can only do so much with a certain number. And after that, you start to affect those that are affecting change.
Can I go back to Gary Gannon for 1 second? You say you back this plan, that the plan is good, Gary Gannon. But it mentions that it might cost up to €1 billion to implement the plan. Mm-hmm. But to help with that, maybe a congestion charge to get into the city centre or a tourist tax might help to recoup some of the resources. Which one of those would you propose?
Yeah, we've already proposed a tourist tax. We've been speaking about it for quite a long time. That would be a norm in most major European cities. We'd also look at the development levies that are still owed to Dublin City Council. I mean, at the moment, there's about €35 million in development levies owed to Dublin City Council. That didn't feature in the report. We would also be increasing the vacant sites tax from what is at the moment 0.7 right up to about 10%. There's any number of ways you can raise income, but we also need to have the political will, and it hasn't been done. My problem with this plan is not what's contained within it. It's the fact that it's nothing new, nothing innovative, and there's certainly no budget being allocated to how we implement it.
Okay, so just to get the development levies that haven't been paid, you'd have to take developers to court, I'm sure, would you?
Yes, absolutely. Of course you would, Cormac.
The same developers you're depending on to build all those housing estates.
Yeah, but if there's money to be owed, Cormac, of course we need to go and pursue them through the courts if that's the case. We can't have a situation with €35 million in outstanding development levies is owed to the City Council and we just decide to wash our hands of it.
But would that work, though? And I know there's a lot of money outstanding, but would it work if a Social Democrat government would say, Joe Developer, I'm taking you to the High Court so you'll pay me back. By the way, the next day, what about those houses that you're building for us?
I technically, what doesn't work, allowing people to sit on vacant sites and not pay their development levies, that's what led to the situation that we have in the city centre at the moment, all across the country, as a matter of fact. So we do actually have to have a vacant site levy that has teeth. We also need to pursue them for derelict, for development levies. And if there is situations like a tourist tax, so be it. I mean, if it's to the benefit of the city, that's what we need to do. The city's worth fighting for.
Okay, a listener says, trainee guards can't afford the rent anywhere in the Republic. Over 2,000 per month in Cork and Limerick. Wake up, guys, says a trainee to 51551. Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed. Mark O'Mara, who's president of the Garda Representative Association, Buíochas Leatsa Freisin.